This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anytime you mention Social Security, you get a lot of people's attention because over the years, the Social Security question of will there be enough money for me and how does this all work is legit. And it is unique because you pay into Social Security banking, literally, on being able to utilize it as you retire and otherwise. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome to the Big K Morning Show Alex Dawson, executive producer, director of Social Security Works. Alex, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So give us an idea about what your organization does, and so that we start there, and then we want to ask you about where we are now and where you think it's going. But first, what does your organization do?
Yeah, for 15 years, we have fought to protect and expand Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and to lower prescription drug prices in line with the goals of the original Social Security Act signed into law about 90 years ago by FDR.
And that said, and this isn't political in the sense that both parties over the years have tapped into these resources, haven't they?
No. No one can lay even take one penny of money out of Social Security. By law, it can only be spent on benefits and the administration to get those benefits into the hands of the people. So it's a misunderstanding that politicians have taken the money or the money's not there. In fact, when FDR signed it into law, he was extremely proud of the dedicated revenue setup. And he said this is to keep those politicians from ever being able to get their hands on my Social Security system. So the money is there. It's ours. It's for us. We pay into it. And then the money's there when we need it, when we retire, if we face a life-changing illness or injury and become disabled and can no longer work, or for the surviving children in the deaths of the breadwinner of the family. But what we're seeing today is unprecedented. So for 90 years, through war and peace, through boom and bust, through health and pandemic, Social Security has never missed a single payment. But now you've got an unelected billionaire named Elon Musk in there. He's in the Social Security Administration, and he has got his chainsaw. And ever since he's been in there, we've seen checks not go out in full and on time. People can't access their information. And so Social Security has never failed in its mission. But you have someone in there right now who's making it fail by destroying the administration to get those benefits to the people.
So the question becomes, and with the changes you just made, and again, I if you're somebody who's counting on that, and so many people do, you know, that what other changes are they implementing that'll make it more challenging?
you know, wholesale destruction of the Social Security Administration is the only thing that makes any sense about the changes that they're making. I mean, there's nothing in what they've done that would make anything more efficient or effective. This is already an incredibly efficient system with vanishingly small levels of fraud, waste, and abuse. And even that those vanishingly small levels are meticulously noted and fought. But all of those systems have been destroyed by Elon Musk's so-called Doge team. A judge just ruled today, though, that he had to stop stealing our data at the Social Security Administration. But, you know, unfortunately, what I've been doing is telling people that they have to protect themselves from Elon Musk and his Doge goons. They have to download their hard copy of their Social Security file, print it out, because I don't trust the digital version anymore because they're in there fiddling around with the computers. Luckily, the courts ruled they can't do that anymore. But they're also firing the people who work in the front offices, closing offices. They've decimated the 800 number so that you can't get a hold of a person. So what we're also advising is that people get in touch with their elected federal representatives, both senators and their member in the House, on the constituent services side. So have a person's name, their email, that their job is to ensure that you get every penny of federal benefits that you've earned. If you see anything out of the ordinary, and meticulously check your accounts, the accounts of your loved ones, make sure the checks are getting there on time and in full. And if you see anything, contact your senator's offices immediately and demand that you get the money that you've earned or that a loved one has earned. Remember, it's your money. Nobody gives us anything when it comes to Social Security. We earn it.
And that's the difference in a lot of other programs. Alex Dawson, executive producer, director with Social Security Works. Thank you. Appreciate the time this morning. Have a great weekend. Fired up.
I am.
Where were you, can I ask?
I was in Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos.
It's an absolutely beautiful place to be.
I've never been.
It's fantastic.
I've been to Neville Island. No.
You have to step out inside your comfort zone and go other places, please.
Well, good to see you back. And speaking about stepping out of your comfort zone,
yes.
Gayle King, yeah. Among pop star Katy Perry.
Yes.
You had Jeff Bezos,
yes.
Fiance.
Lauren Sanchez, the whole crew.
Went up into Blue Origin.
They sure did.
And when they came down 11 minutes later,
yes.
Gayle King said this.
It's oddly quiet when you get up there. Mm-hmm. It's really quiet and peaceful.
Oh,
and you look down at the planet, you think, that's where we came from? To me, it's such a reminder about how we need to do better, be better. Be better human beings.
Why is this woman taking such heat?
But why is it that you're going up for how many seconds and coming down and saying people should be better? That doesn't even make sense. Like, listen, this is one comment on social media. Them paying to go to space for 10 minutes with skin-tight designer costumes and full professional makeup, making this cry about it's being for women is crap. I was like, skin tight costumes.
We have a lot of other important things to worry about?
But there are people there are astronauts who put in the work to have an opportunity to do this. I get it. It's great. More people may have an opportunity to do this later, you know, later on down, probably after I'm gone, I'm sure. However, to make this about women and this is what women about, it's an all-female crew, I totally disagree. I agree with what people are saying. Just take your little trip and come on down and just tell people what it was like. Oh. But to make it seem like you're in this mindset that you're an astronaut, girl, bye.
Well, maybe there were mushrooms involved. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, let's transition to Lil Nas X. You remember him?
He had a huge hit, Lil Nas X, with this song.
Yeah.
I kind of like that? It. I like it too.
No, he got, talk about heat. He took the heat for that song. People be on fire on social media.
I saw, though, that he's having some kind of medical issue, some kind of paralysis on his face.
It's called Bell's. Is
Bell's,
it Bell's palsy.
Palsy, yes.
Is what they kind of similar to what Justin Bieber has.
Yes.
But he revealed he's lost control of one side of his face, sparking concern. But one expert says it looks like Bell's palsy, and he says he's fine. Craig was in the hospital, cracking jokes, making fun. So he's telling people to be easy. Everything is fine.
Making fun of his own smile, because with Bell's palsy, when part of your face is paralyzed, and in many cases it's temporary, but
Correct.
Takes time. In some cases, not. So yeah. You're not sure.
Yeah.
But he was making fun of his own smile.
He
couldn't give you a full smile. It was like a half smile.
Exactly. But as long as he was in good spirits. Now, this story has me. I was literally cracking up while I was in the newsroom. So, at Coachella 2025, Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, is that how you pronounce it?
Chalamet.
They were holding hands and sharing a passionate kiss during the performance of Travis Scott, the father of her child. They were there having a great time while they watched her daughter's father, Stormy's dad, perform. Isn't that crazy?
I'm glad I don't live in that world.
I'm just saying, like, to be in Holly Weird is what they say, right, Larry?
Yeah.
You have this, you know, this couple that's sitting there, and you have Travis Scott headlining, and you're sitting there with your new beau, whatever you want to call it, and you're just sitting there watching your old man with your new man perform.
Hey.
Listen, we're not there, Larry.
Speaking of Coachella, this is the second weekend. Headliners include Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, yes. Come on, Larry. Why don't you doing this trip to where?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Steelers and, come on.
Ireland.
Let's put a little trip together. Let's Coachella 2026.
I'd rather go to Burning Man.
Trending with T, I'm out.
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
All right, T. Tamara Rush from our news department. And Aaron, T has clearly been energized by her little hiatus.
She's refreshed.
That means trip, by the way. Sounded. This is the Big K Morning Show. Appreciate you joining us on this Good Friday, anything but yesterday. Florida State University and the lunch hour became the 81st mass shooting since we begin this new year, which is described as 4 or more people being injured by gunfire, not including the shooter. 81. And any reaction is here we go again. Joining us from CBS is a crime and safety unit leader, Anna Schechter. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's walk us through what transpired yesterday on that campus.
Well, just before noon, shots rang out, and they were all from a 20-year-old suspect student at the school who opened, fired, injuring 6 and killing 2 people. The weapon used was a handgun. The suspect obtained it from his stepmother, who was a longtime sheriff's deputy in the local sheriff's office. That news came out during a press conference with the sheriff's office and the Tallahassee Police Department. It was shocking news, very unusual circumstances. We also learned that the Florida State University campus police were the first on the scene. They gave the suspect directions, which he did not follow, and they therefore fired shots, injuring him. He continues to be hospitalized at this time. And so far as we know, he has not answered investigators' questions. He has invoked his Fifth Amendment rights. And that's what we know at this time.
And I understand that Florida State University, and understandably, has canceled classes today and all sporting activities through the weekend. That said, as a crime and safety unit leader, I'm sure, and this begs the question, what do we do? What can we do? This is so pervasive. You feel helpless when you hear these things happen time and time again.
That's right. And what we as journalists do is we look at the gun laws. So Florida has relatively loose gun laws. After the school shooting back in 2018 in Florida, there were gun laws making it harder for young people to purchase firearms, handguns and shotguns. But that doesn't apply in this case. So then we look at safe storage gun laws. In Florida. Florida does have a law that kicks in if a minor under the age of 16 obtains a firearm from a home unlawfully. But that doesn't apply here either.
Right.
The suspect is 20 years old. And so there's really no law that would have prevented this individual from getting his hands on a weapon and, you know, in this tragic case, opening fire on campus. It's also a really difficult scene to secure. This is wide open. There were multiple people just walking around, going to class. You can't fully secure an open area like that. And even when we have metal detectors installed in high schools and middle schools and the like, still people can evade those, but at least those help. But in an open air campus like that, very challenging place to secure. Luckily, there were so many officials on site yesterday, local, state, and federal, to help out. That helped speed up the time frame for securing the area and declaring the threat neutralized. It only took a few hours. But that's a very challenging scenario when you have such a large area that could really be accessed by anybody.
Well, fortunately, law officials were able to take down the shooter before even more death and destruction could take place. So
that's right. They acted quickly.
We appreciate your time, Anna. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Crime and Safety Unit Leader Anna Schechter with CBS. Another story you're going to hear about a lot today, the president and the Fed chair at odds. Find out why, CBS's Weijia Zhang.
In the Oval Office, President Trump was asked if he has the power to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
I'm not happy with him. I let him know it, and if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast, believe me.
That frustration stemmed from Powell's prediction about the impact of Trump's tariffs.
The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
And from Powell's refusal to lower interest rates at Trump's demand.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late. Always too late.
The president hasn't explicitly said that he's going to try to fire Jerome Powell. Does he even have the power to do that?
My reading of the law is no, he does not have that power.
Wendy Edelberg worked as an economist under Presidents Bush and Obama and for the Federal Reserve Board for nearly 5 years.
President Trump continues to talk about what he wants the Fed to do. Even if the Fed doesn't listen, does that make a difference?
It makes a difference if financial markets think that President Trump is having influence. So that's the concern, because even if the Fed stays strong, maintains its independence, you can get these negative effects on financial markets if they lose their trust.
Trump's insults toward Powell unfolded as he was hosting Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, his first meeting with a European leader since he announced steep tariffs on the EU that will go into effect in July if they can't reach a new trade deal with the U.S.
We're going to have very little problem making a deal with Europe or anybody else because we have something that everybody wants.
In the past, Trump has taken issue with Powell's decision-making, but now he is making claims about motive, accusing Powell of, quote, playing politics. But Powell insists that the Federal Reserve will never be influenced by political pressure. Weijia Jiang, CBS News, The White House.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk.
It's really somber. It's like everyone left. I feel like so many people left. They don't want to be here. They don't want to like keep walking around and reliving it, like what they saw, what they heard.
That's an FSU student who says some students packed up and left campus early for the holiday.
Yeah, I don't blame them. And certainly there'll be a long road to hoe for many of the people directly affected. And for everybody else, the 81st mass shooting since January 1.
Motorists dealing with a lot of stuff around here. Not only McNightmare construction and the lane restrictions and the crossover change today, but there's also the heavy turnpike and interstate traffic expected over the weekend.
Tell you what, I was on that McKnight corridor. Now, they had a water main break about a week ago in front of the McDonald's outbound there, and it in the repair efforts, they had to shut down. They had shut down two lanes.
The one next to the car dealer?
Yes.
Wow.
And so it was. It took me 40 minutes to go about 2 miles. So McNightmare, yeah. And Jack Bogut, our newest minted Hall of Famer, is the one that coined that how many years ago?
Well, he did it well. And I can tell you that I haven't put so much as a tire on McKnight Road since all of this started.
Wow. How about that? The Washington Capitals social media post was this. Ovi Chance in Pittsburgh. Never thought we'd see the day. Thank you, Penguins fans. It was the last game of the season for the Pens and fan appreciation night, but they were appreciating Ovi as well.
Yeah, you know, he's turned into a statesman for the game, I guess, like one of the best of all time, like a Gordie Howe and a Bobby Orr and a Wayne Gretzky. He's right up there with them. No longer the evil guy from Washington.
No, he got quite a reception. Now, they put together a tremendous highlight video of Ovi's career, and the whole team, their team, our team, the fans all watched, and then they demanded he come out for a little circle.
And a standing ovation.
Yeah, he did. And by the way, each of our superstars scored. It was Sidney Crosby and Ovi each got a goal, as you would expect. And
Penguins win 5-3.
Yeah, lots of questions about the Penguins' future, too. We'll have to ask Jeff Hathorn about that coming up on Monday. Thank you, Paul.